Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
On Blog Talk Radio. I've opened up the chat room. You're welcome to join us. We'll have some fun today and keep it moving. I think so. I got some new tunes we're going to play. But I'm feeling a very Anatomy Bouscalar. Okay.
Yeah.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say hello to you.
Why?
Yeah, well, you remember you took me home last Tuesday night?
Yes.
And remember you left my house about 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, after you left my home, my brother's tie was missing. I'm not saying you took it, but it looks very good on you.
Oh, well, now, just a minute. It wasn't last Tuesday. It was last Wednesday. In the second place, I didn't take you home at 2 o'clock. I left you home at 3. In the third place, I never took your brother's tie. But here's his pawn ticket for his watch.
Well, you remind me a great deal of a sweetheart I used to have.
Oh, so you had another sweetheart?
Oh, sure. I was engaged to George Brown.
What's his name?
Oh.
George Brown.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of him.
I see. Well, we'll see you again. I guess you better be going home.
Yes, it's all right.
Lovely. Listen, would you like to have me take you home in my car?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm too tired. I'd rather walk.
Oh, well, just a minute. This is a lovely car. You like it. It's fine.
No, I hate cars.
You hate cars? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go home, get your coat, come back, and I'll give you a ride in my boat.
Oh, all right.
I've got a boat, too.
Oh, but wait a minute. My sister's got my coat.
That's all right. My brother's got my boat.
Judd, you're silly.
I'd rather be silly than be dizzy.
Oh, I'm not dizzy, you know.
No.
No, I've come to the conclusion I'm very bright.
Oh, you made up your mind you're bright.
Yes.
Well, how bright are you?
Well, let's see. Well, you know those crossword puzzles?
Yes.
I make them up.
You make them up?
Yes.
Crossword puzzle?
Yes.
Well, that ought to be funny. Make one up. Let's have it.
All right. What is it that starts with W and, well, I don't know how many letters. What is it?
You made that up?
Yes.
You never made that up?
Yes, I did.
Somebody must be helping you.
No.
You couldn't. It starts with W and you don't know how many letters? What is it?
Yes.
Don't tell me the answer. Let me think of it.
No, well, take your time.
It's, does it jump?
No.
Does it swim?
No.
Does it run?
No.
I give it up.
Well, men shave with it.
Men shave with it?
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yes, that'll help a whole lot. It starts with W.
Yes.
Well, the only thing that I know that a man shaves with is a razor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
very good.
You made that up?
Yes.
Yes, I'd brag about that.
Yeah, I have brains.
You have?
Yeah, I have brains I haven't even used yet.
Well, leave them alone. Don't bother with them. If you had another brain, you'd have one.
Oh, George.
You have brains. Yes. And I, you know, I just happened to think of something.
What?
I've got something that'll fit your brain.
What?
A little bit of a game. Would you like to play it?
Oh, my type
yes,
game?
Your type game. You
yes.
love this game. See, the idea is, I ask you something. You ask me the same thing, then I tell the funny answer.
Oh.
If I should say to you, why does a chicken cross the street? You must say, I don't know, why does a chicken cross the street? Then I tell the answer.
Oh, yes, I understand.
I tell all the funny answers.
Yeah, you want to be the funny man.
I'm the comedian.
Yes, go ahead, be funny.
Be funny?
Yes.
Yes, well, anyway, I'll tell all the answers.
Yes.
What fella in the army wears the largest hat?
The fella with the largest head. Is that right?
That's the trouble, I mean.
What?
You have the right idea, but you're not doing me any good. You see, I'm supposed to say the fella with the largest head.
Oh, yeah, oh, I see.
I'm the funny fella.
Yeah, well, try it again.
Well, I'll try again.
Yes.
What is it that sings and has four legs?
Two canaries.
I'm doing very well. Well, I'll see you again.
Was I wrong again?
Lovely. You're never wrong. I've got one more. This is the last one.
Yes.
What gives more milk than a cow? Two cows. That's all. I had a little trouble, but I finally got it in. So
well,
you know all the answers, and you're not dizzy.
No, I'm not.
You are plenty dizzy.
I am not.
You look to me like you're always up in an aeroplane. Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I never go.
Afraid of going to an aeroplane? There's nothing to be afraid about. You see, the first thing they do when you step into a plane, they strap a parachute on your shoulder. And if anything happens up in the air, all you do is jump out of the plane, the parachute opens up nicely, And then you land on the ground.
Yeah, but supposing the parachute doesn't open up?
Then you write to the factory and the man sends you another one.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Seeing is believing, that's a story old and true.
Don't believe all you hear, you've often heard that too.
You, dear and I, dear, are exceptions to the rule.
You may think me giddy, believe me, I'm no fool.
I love you, love you, love you, dear, I cross my heart, I do. Do you believe me? Now you're the first and only girl I ever told that to. Do you believe me?
I do.
And if things went wrong and skies above were gray instead of blue, you wouldn't have to worry, cause I'd know just what to do. I'd get up early mornings and I'd find a job for you. Do you believe me?
I'd mend your hose and fix your clothes, that's what I do for you. Do you believe me?
I do.
I'd cook your favorite dish, cafilte of fish or Irish stew. Do you believe me?
I do.
And mother dear would visit us 6 months of every year. My mother knows just how to mind her business, never fear. She's not like other mothers, she's a perfect little dear. Do you believe me?
I'm through. Yum da doo da 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 da. You know, I think you're very nice.
Yes, and I'm smart, too.
Well, that's the finish of that. Oh, doo-doo-da-da. You're so smart. Name 3 different kinds of nuts.
Walnuts and chestnuts.
That's 2.
And forget-me-nuts.
Lovely. Da-da-doo-da-doo-da-da-da-doo. What did you take up at school?
Anything that wasn't nailed down.
You're too smart for one girl.
I'm more than one.
You're more than one?
Yeah, my mother has a picture of me when I was 2.
Do you like to love?
No.
Like to kiss?
No.
What do you like?
Lamb chops.
Lamb chops. Could you eat 2 big lamb chops alone?
Alone? Oh, no, not alone.
No.
With potatoes, I could.
You could?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We're supposed to be off the screen.
Oh, aren't we off?
No, they are out there. I mean,
oh.
What do we do?
Well, I know a little story.
Well, we got to get off, though.
Yeah, well, this is a very good story. I made it up myself.
You made it up?
Yes.
Well, that ought to get us off.
Yes.
It'll probably never get us back on again. Do I know the story?
No, you never heard it.
Well, maybe it's the kind of a story you can't tell out here.
Yeah, well, I know, but they like it.
They might like it, but I'll tell you what you do. You whisper the story to me, and if I think it's all right, I'll let you tell it.
Oh, all right.
You see?
Pardon me, Justin.
That's the story.
Yes.
Well, we finally got off. Go
yes.
On, get out of here.
Can't go wrong with Burns and Allen. And you know who else you can't go wrong with? Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tomorrow she'll be financing. What of those are? The Last of Robin Hood. Film critic Mac Bates and M. Movie Attic Headquarters host Betty Jo Tucker discussed The Last Robin Hood, an upcoming film about Errol Flynn's scandalous affair with starstruck teenager during the 1950s. Poor Flynn. I loved him. Read his book. Errol Flynn's book was very interesting. You know he's from Tasmania? Who knew? Anyway, keep it moving. Chuck Skull's in the house. Hi, Chuck. World of Mayhem, Mondays and at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and I believe Saturdays at 10 a.m. I'm guessing. All right. You're the only 2 in the house, so that's who I'm promoting. Okay. Now, today's featured artist will be Froon. And Froon is made up of a lot of different people, including Frank T. Salenza. So let's hear a little bit from the album croon. Okay, if you'll croon with me for a moment. Here we go.
Baby, 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 baby,
baby, baby, baby,
look what you done to me. Baby, 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 baby,
baby,
look what you done to me. You took my loving heart and gave me misery. Baby, baby, baby,
baby,
you know you broke the rule. Baby, baby, baby,
baby,
you know you broke the rule. You took a good loving man and turned him into a fool. Took a chance. Baby, baby, baby,
baby,
you know I took a chance. I was looking for love, I wanted romance. Baby, 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 baby,
baby,
baby, baby, baby,
baby,
look what you done to me. Baby, baby, baby,
baby,
look what you done to me. You took my loving heart and gave me misery.
A little froon, a little froon. Okay, checking it out. What do we got? Oh, I always like this song by Christine Lavin.
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cats, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay. 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 Bad dog.
Nancy Lombardo.
I learned a lot, Jamie. I didn't know that you guys didn't camp.
Wow, wow.
You know, my idea of camping out, actually, I haven't camped either, is a hotel with no mini bar. That's crazy talk. I'm not going in there. I've been on a lot of TV shows, I have, and but it's always the same scene. I have been on, let me go down the list. I have been on numerous films, TV shows, and movies, and always in a funeral scene. Always in a funeral scene. I've been on all the Law and Orders in funeral scenes. I've been at the Sopranos in two funeral scenes and a funeral lunch. I was in a movie, Christopher Walken, called The Funeral. I was in the movie The Jerky Boys in a funeral scene. I was on As the World Turns in two funeral scenes. because basically I have mastered this look. I am the consummate Italian mourner. Couple sitting there like that, all cute. He's going, I bought you the jewelry. Leave me alone. I bought you the jewelry. Good. It's great. It's also a musical instrument if you do this. It's very nice. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me! I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks me age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one, my husband. In the old-fashioned way, he followed me home, so I kept him. So my husband, how many married people here? Front row, of course. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know about your husband, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look. This look.
What? Is this about the milk? Because there was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Was this about the last piece of cake you were saving as a treat? I'm not hungry! What? Is this about the body I buried under the steps?
Ate my last piece of cake? I tell you, it's hard work. Marriage is hard work. I've been married a very long time. And now the secret to being married a very long time is you've got to have date nights. You got to have date nights. Twice a week, you go out, you have good food, good company, good wine. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. My husband's always on this kind of a fad diet kick. Always on a fad diet. He's always doing whatever the latest one. He did the rose nuts. I call it the nuts diet because it's like the rose deal, but all nuts. And then he got one. Well, now it's coconuts and bananas. That's all he's going to eat, he told me. I'm just eating coconuts and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. I tried to put him on Weight Watchers, but I got tired of him asking, what's the point? Yes, I know who did it. Yes, it's a tough thing there. And if you go on with that, but it's fun. It's fun being married. I gotta hire this here a little bit. You know what? Good news. They just released A Cure for Insomnia. Lincoln on DVD. He got the award because the best. No, did anyone ever see Lincoln to say that was Lincoln? No, the real Lincoln. If you really saw Lincoln, you might be a friar. Did you just saw the real Lincoln? And then, you know, for doing the voice. And then I like the relationship, the marriage relationship that he had with his wife in there. And I thought it was so cute because it was like, gee, Mary, what's going on? Why is everybody? There's a war. Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Gee, Mary. Well, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Don't we have any other colors? What? Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. What are we doing tonight, Mary? What? No, it wouldn't kill me to go to the theater. Knock that right in. Yeah. Then also, Le Mis. True to its name, I came out more miserable than I went in, and it was long. If the movie is too long and it sounds like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it went on and on forever. Thank you. Yeah, that comedian can belt, can't he? Yeah, when I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films. Made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish, but I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman, all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say, "Hola." And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Who is? Oh, so it's the Aki." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head.
Ayúdame! Ayúdame!
The head would fall, the box bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 landed on her feet. She'd go, ah! And the top started to go, ha, 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 ha! And that was every film I saw over and over again growing up. Wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet, I'm a shark, I'm a chocolate. My mother was a migrant to Puerto Rico. Then hurricane, sugar cane, and salsa brands on explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. Who knew? But like all moms from all cultures, she had her mom wisdom that she liked to impart. These cliches are glitches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You've got to take the beans with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. What? What? You can, that's why I went into comedy, because of that. Now, I do have a child, and, you know, I want to be absolutely honest with him. I'll never forget the day my little boy went to me, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I was going to be so absolutely honest, so I turned and looked into his innocent little eyes and said, well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. Misinformed like I was growing up, because I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow, your head's on the landing. If you send your parents, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. I was so misinformed on that one, too. Oh, they have so much. I just want to say, this is great. I feel so flashy in my... I feel like I have to create a whole new act around my jewelry. And then I went to there and felt powerful. I was empowered by my jewelry. It's just like, it's a fun thing. Now, I don't know about you, but when I go shopping, okay, I don't like to think of this right here as my chest. No. I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. French fry, ketchup, bonus, whee! And I don't think of these as breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Oh, excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? And I need that up there. And those two items up there. Oh, you're such a nice man. All right, we're going to keep it moving now. I leave you with one joke because you need a joke for tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmothers have in common?
What?
What?
Thank you very much. I'm Nancy Lombardo. Thank you.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half too. Half of nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Guy a chance. So he's not 6 feet tall, but your hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Still trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you wanna find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to scream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you wanna find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
Catch based on their indignation at a particularly outrageous American custom, a custom which Jessica Mitford has since called the high cost of dying. Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Long Dust. Can I help you?
Yes, I read your ad. I'm interested in the $65 funeral.
Was that for yourself?
No.
For another. May I ask, where did you catch that ad?
TV Guide.
Just trying to find out where our trade comes from. I am afraid that I'm going to have to ask you some questions.
Yes, it's all right.
All right. Can you tell me, what was the loved one's name?
Seymour Maslow Freen.
Is that hyphenated?
It was.
And the loved one's address?
44-11-18 Southeast Huguenot Walloon Drive.
And may I ask what your name is?
Charlie.
Charlie. Charlie, I'm Miss Loomis, your grief lady.
Hi.
Is it Charlie Maslow Fleen?
Yes.
You're related. Well, that will be $65.
Thank you. I have the check all made out.
Oh, wonderful. Before you go, Mr. Maslow Fleen, I was just wondering, would you be interested in some extras for the loved one?
What kind of extras?
Well, how about a casket?
Isn't that included in the funeral?
No.
We have to have a casket.
Yes, it looks better.
How much?
We have three prices. $1,243, $768, and $14.98.
May I ask? What do those prices represent?
That's mahogany, oak, and nubby plywood.
Nubby plywood. Tell me, what kind of an appearance does that make?
Cheap.
I'll take the oak.
Oak? All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I am so sorry to intrude this way on your grief. I just wondered, can you tell me, how had you planned on getting Mr. Maslow Freen down here? You're going to have to give the driver an enormous tip.
You don't happen to have a hearse, do you?
Yes, we do. For $35, I can give you an exquisite Cadillac slumber wagon.
All right. $35.
$35. Now, how about someone to drive it?
That's not included?
No, it isn't.
All right, we have to have a driver. I can't drive it myself.
No.
Is that all?
This is the last, and I am once again truly sorry. It is my job. Have you planned it all on burying Mr. Maslow?
That was foremost in my mind.
Do you happen to have a plot?
No, but I'm sure you do.
Yes, we do. We have
three prices.
Yes. $824.46, $493.58, and $10.
I'm just curious. What happens for $10?
For $10, we have two men who come and take Mr. Maslow Freen away and do God knows what.
You always run a little danger with satire, and...
All right, Nicholson May, thank you. All right, sorry for that little glitch in there, but we're just going to keep it moving right along.
One way or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to get the one way or another. I'm gonna get you one way or another.
I'm gonna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. One way or another, I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya, I'll meet ya. I will ride that storehouse and if all I sorrow down, I'll see who's around. One way or another, I'm gonna find ya. I'm gonna get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get ya, get ya, get ya, get ya. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya. I'm gonna meet ya, meet ya, meet ya, meet ya. One way or another, I'm gonna meet ya. I'll meet ya, I'll meet ya. And if the lights are all down, I'll follow.
How long ago? Was that 10 or 12 years?
About 10.
And Jonathan came on and did how many episodes with you?
Oh, it was about 20 of them.
Some of the funniest episodes
ever
done on television.
We used to run out of film. It was like kind of like those war movies where the machine gun goes, there's no ammo!
Yeah, he's been a friend of yours, friend of mine for many years.
We would scare people. It was.
He's on his own show called Davis Rules with Randy Quaid, which is on the air later this fall. Would you welcome Mr. Jonathan Winters?
We lost the fort. The Indians were sober. We were drunk this time. Well, great to be here.
Nice to see you, my God.
Nice to be here.
How goes the battle?
Well, pretty good so far. Made it across into Van Nuys. That one shoulder took us out. Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first... first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we did. We had a marvelous time.
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication in those days.
Yeah, some of the shows were real quick.
I noticed the stuff wore off tonight.
Yeah. Columbian College Fund. Yeah.
Mr. Williams didn't know you in the days when you and I were...
Oh, when we were on the sauce.
Yeah, when we were having a little...
Well, yeah, Johnny and I...
Can we have those on block for you?
I'm sorry.
Could we have those sent out and clean for you?
It was easy getting them on. And now, here, you want to play with those?
Oh, yeah. This way, I won't have so much guilt.
Before we... General, what is your official title for that? General or just...
General. I'd like to be a general. Okay. I was a corporal. I'd rather be a general
Sir.
Tonight.
I want to congratulate...
Makes me feel important.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, General, on winning the Emmy for Davis Rules, Best Supporting Actor.
Thank you. Well, it's... I must tell you briefly about it. I know our time is limited here, but...
Not really.
I really, really didn't think that I was going to win, and otherwise I would have been there. And I turned to my wife of many years, and I said, "What do you think, sweetheart?" And she said, "You don't stand a chance." And so...
It's that kind of support that's kept you together, hasn't it?
That makes one want to return to, you know, the shaving lotion.
You don't stand a chance,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, she just said, look at the competition. And it was just, you know, Durning, my God. This guy from Evening Shade and then, of course, Cheers and all this.
Right.
They've been on many, many years. And I thought, well, what do we do? And fortunately, we had a thrilling evening. That isn't a put-down because I know the guy that threw the evening is hopefully listening. We had a choice, one choice, of going to a fella's house to have ribs. And thought I'd say his, you know, no. But we had, they were marvelous ribs, hands and all that stuff. And then we sat down and watched. There were about 12 or 14 of us, and then they announced it. And I saw the picture of myself, the still. And there's no explanation, you know, where is he, you know, they can say a lot of things. And I was in just a... a house with a handful of other people,
mm-hmm.
and ribs. So, but it was a big draw. I asked, and then the following day, I said, "Where is the award?"
That's right.
And somebody said, "Well, since you weren't there, you don't get it."
Was that your wife again?
No.
How is the missus, by the way?
She's fine.
Good.
She's fine. She looks better than ever. And, of course, come on, we're not kids anymore, John, you know? And, but she's not bedridden, and,
it's not around the house
anymore. No, that's right. No. She's very active.
But the romance is still there.
But you've got to stay up all night, you know, to keep her active. And, a lot of things she say, you know, I come at her and play these ridiculous games. I'm sure he plays the same thing. And,
do you wear this uniform when you...
Sometimes, yeah. Sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just a cape, no pants.
That's right.
That's right.
You react battle scenes, I suppose?
Many times she'll say things like, "I don't know what she means by that. Don't you have a ball game to watch?" you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think many of them are playing. But at any rate.
Now, how do you deal going down doing the show? You know, as you say, you're not as young as you used to be. A lot of stress doing the show?
Yeah, there is a lot of stress.
You take your painting materials down there?
Oh, no, there's not that time. usually I just get the legs begin to go. I was talking to an athlete the other day, a professional. He told me it was on a bus. And
you had no way of knowing
it. I had no way of knowing. I knew he was on a bus. He was in trouble. So he said he played with the Washington Redskins, and he said, "You know, the first thing to go, John, talked very fast, and he was trying to get off. He couldn't get off the bus. Legs were really gone." And so somebody just dragged him off and faced him again. But any rate, he said the first thing to go are the legs. And I find that at 6'5", you're on these hard floors, legs go.
Yeah.
They really go. The mind, of course, hey, that was gone a long time ago. I don't worry about that. But the legs, when they go, everything goes.
Yeah. Do you get back to Ohio often?
Oh, I haven't been back for really. That's your heart. Well, I'm sorry about the Reds. Can't throw baseballs at those guys and hurt them, you know, and do that. I get back every once in a while. There's always a guy with a toothpick, you know. "Hey, how you doing, John? Very good to see you. How you doing out there? We don't see you. We don't get what you do here. Well, do you get anything?" Not a lot.
The
only thing in my section of Ohio, the river's dried up. Fish are just there in the dust.
They're good eating, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, already get yourself some trout jerky.
It's like a chicken, you know. If you hit a chicken in the road, we used to just throw it in the back of the pickup.
Get yourself some Tennessee pizza.
Just the best.
Put that on there right there. They've already been cleaned. They've been gutted and cleaned. Take everything
we're
over.
We're going to just take a break here. Have you ordered the Prozac? And we'll be right back after this. Stay where you are.
Come in. Come on in. Come on in.
Hi. Hi. My name's... Hi. How you doing? My name's Jolene. I'm your babysitter.
Hi. We've been waiting for our babysitter.
Oh, my God. You know, you guys are kind of old to need a babysitter. Is your mom at home?
No. They left already.
Yes.
We've been sitting here watching the Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's nice. You know, I babysit a lot, and I find that young children usually like some lint, so I brought you each some. Here you go.
Yeah. What did you say your name was again? Jolene?
Jolene, yeah.
Yeah. My name
oh,
is...
could you breathe a little further away from me, please? No, not on my neck, boys.
I've been waiting for a babysitter for such a long, long time, Jolene.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, where's the fridge?
It's right in the kitchen.
It's right in the kitchen. They don't want us to show you.
Well, yeah, all right. What?
My mother keeps the knives in that drawer.
Oh, that's really nice. You know, I only babysit on recommendations, and that's such a high recommendation, but it was in a letter, you know.
You know, we've been watching the Miss Universe pageant for so many hours now. Just waiting for someone to knock on her door.
Well, you know, I'm so glad. I need the money because, you see, today's my favorite holiday. It's Victoria Day, and I want to make my pilgrimage to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, could you breathe a little further away from me, boys?
You know, our last babysitter's name was Pauline.
Yeah, she brought us to the beach a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, why is she your last babysitter? Do you boys have a respiratory problem?
We smoke.
Oh, you shouldn't do that, little stunt your growth, but you are very tall for young children. I've never seen children that needed a shave before.
I'm 7. He's 6.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You're supposed to watch us.
Yeah. Yes, all right. Well, why don't I watch you now? Why don't we just play a little game?
She talks a lot, doesn't she?
I was talking when I'm nervous.
You remind us of our late great aunt.
Yeah.
Late great aunt?
Aunt Victoria.
Victoria? Well, that's nice, boys. Why don't we just play a little
game? Do you want to meet Aunt Victoria?
Well, if she's late, then I presume she's dead.
Oh, she's very late.
She's very late. Yeah, she's down in the basement.
Down in the basement.
Aunt Victoria down there with our croquet set.
Well, all right, let's go look at her. What the heck? I don't mind. You boys go down first.
Here's the door right here.
Yeah.
I know, watch the steps.
They creak. Careful. You might get hurt.
It's dark in here.
Why, sir, is that... spider webs, my goodness.
But lint.
That's lint.
You see, nobody's been down here before. We've been collecting lint.
Hold it. Look, written on the spider web.
What?
The word greed.
Greed? Oh, my gosh, greed and avarice. Oh, my goodness, greed is what brought me here today.
That means the mother
of Victoria Day. What am I thinking?
Listen to me, Jolene. Me and my little brother here.
You're frightening me, and quit breathing so close. Don't you ever brush your teeth?
Now that we're in the basement, we can show you our great aunt. We thought of another little thing that we can do to kill time.
Oh, kill time. Must you use this word? What time would your parents be back, by the way? Did you happen
Thursday.
To mention that? Thursday.
They're going to be back Thursday.
Yes. Would you quit breathing on me?
I think it's time for milk and cookies.
Snack time. All right. Snack time.
We had a little problem with Pauline.
Oh, yes.
We were at the beach, you see, with Pauline. She didn't want us to eat milk and cookies.
No.
She tried to stop us from eating milk and cookies.
She wanted us to eat broccoli.
And then asparagus.
And asparagus, well, they're very good vegetables, and they're healthy, high in iron. And could we have the cookies upstairs? Do we?
But
it's so cold and clammy down here.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's nice. Yes, well, it is nice, boys. I tell you, you two are certainly the most different children I've ever babysat before. quit breathing, Emma. Would you mind moving back just a little bit? All right, you know.
Oh, these nylons feel really nice.
They're not nylons. Those are my legs.
I think it's time to show her Great Aunt Victoria, don't you?
Oh, yeah, let's see Great Aunt Victoria.
She's in this closet right here.
Oh, isn't that a coincidence?
Looks like she's fresh and alive as she always was, don't she?
Yeah.
She does not seem to be moving a great deal.
No, we stitched up her lips and tied her arms down.
Mm.
Why, you boys certainly are creative. Are you weeblows by any chance?
No.
Just like arts and crafts. Love that busy work.
Yeah. The paper mache, the eyes together.
Well, it's very creative. I tell you what, boys, it's getting a little late. I think it must be your bedtime. Never mind. I think
bedtime.
We could have an all
she
night
said
party.
The magic
Let's
word.
Have an all night party.
It's bedtime.
Oh, look at with this. Throw kale.
Okay, Chuck Skull's Rock World tonight, World Rock at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and tomorrow, Chuck's World of Mayhem, and the Mondays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Just follow Chuck Skull everywhere. We'll be at a headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check it out. The Mom Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio, and Steve Mendoza, a wonderful human being. What are you going to do? All righty. So, the show goes really fast, and can you believe it? It's been an hour already. Wow! How's about that, folks? How's about that? Anyway, we featured Froon today, and we're going to try to set up an interview with him and get more from Frank and check him out here. And anyway, it's an exhausting day. Oh, boy, summertime's almost over, isn't it? Yes, it is. Mike Rocket. Don't forget, you can watch my show tonight, the Nancy Roboto Show. Friday night, www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you get my CDs on CD Baby.
They say I was a fool, but never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't want to wear no tie, they won't marry me, but that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy, people in society, corporations run lies. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't want to pump no gas, I don't want to pay no rent. Man, I was president, we all have a blast. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, then we party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Tip the ball, 10 a.m., we'll feel all right.
Come on!
Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, then we party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. This. I just want to play my guitar all day and night. Cause I was born to rock. I won't punch no cock. Man, if I was governor, we partied our top. Gonna be a cool, cool summertime. Let's have a drink, then we party all night. Gonna be a cool, cool summertime. Hit the bar. My car, pop the roof, turn up the radio, hit the beach, jump in the water. Summertime, gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Let's have a drink, then we party all night. Gonna be cool, cool, summertime. Hit the bartender and we'll feel alright.
Let's have a drink and we'll party all night. Gonna be cool, 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 summertime.
Florida. Blog Talk Radio.